Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third aliyah of the double parsha Matot Maseh, we have 19 psukim in this aliyah. The Shvatim of Reuven and Gad request of Moshe. They want to remain. They want to settle on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. Moshe responds to that request with fire, very negatively, that they are following in the footsteps of the Meraglim, who did not want to enter Eretz Yisrael. Eventually, a deal is struck between Reuven and Gad and Moshe, whereby Reuven and Gad will leave their cattle and families behind in fortified cities on the other side of the Jordan River, and all their men will proceed into Israel and help Bnei Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael. Only after all the land has been conquered and settled in Israel would they then be able to return to the other side of the Jordan. We must ask the following general question regarding this entire episode. Moshe responded to Reuven and Gad very negatively, very strongly. What specifically was Moshe so mad about? Some mefarshim, perhaps Rashi, Rashi's Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, see, for example, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Some mefarshim understand God's and Reuven's request as stemming from an inordinate and inappropriate focus on physical possessions, rather than appreciating the gift of Eretz Yisrael that they were about to receive. They focused on their very large herds and abundant livestock. What is the first thing we hear about in the beginning of this whole episode? Umikne Rav haya livnei Gad livnei Reuven. That is the focus. And so it seems like that is what Moshe was so angry about. The Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, has a different answer. Says the Ramban, Moshe chashad otam ki yomru kein mi pachad anshei eretz kenaan, etc. Says the Ramban that Moshe saw their request coming because they lacked basic faith in Hashem's ability to destroy his enemies in Eretz Kenaan. That's the Ramban. Another answer is given by Rav Yitzchak Arama, the Akedat Yitzchak, who died in 1494. He saw three mistakes in Gad and Reuven's initial request. He says this in a long essay in his Sefer Akedat Yitzchak at the end of Parshat Matot in Sha'ar 85. His first answer is similar to the Ramban's. Have faith in Hashem, that he wins wars. Don't put too much faith in your own powers. That's the first answer of Rav Yitzchak Arama. The third answer, we'll skip the second one for a moment, his third answer is similar to Rashi's critique, which is an inappropriate emphasis placed on material wealth. And the Akedat Yitzchak's second answer is this: God and Reuven were too quick to forego the gift of Eretz Yisrael. They saw the beautiful and expansive lands of Eivar HaYarden, and they said, let us have that land. And that, says the Akedat Yitzchak, was also a mistake. Don't be so quick to walk away from the gift of Eretz Yisrael. That is Rashi, that is the Ramban, and that is the Akedat Yitzchak. Another answer is given by Rav Moshe Ephraim of Sudlikov. He was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He wrote a sefer called Degel Machane Ephraim. He died in 1800, and it is in that sefer, Degel Machane Ephraim, that the Rav Moshe Ephraim of Sudikov gives a different answer. He says, "Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven hayu rotzim lehafrid atzmam mechibur udveka im Yisrael." Moshe is angry and afraid that Bnei Yisrael's geographic separation would necessarily lead to national separation. How would Bnei Yisrael survive, thought Moshe, if they were not in touch with each other, looking out for each other, caring for each other? And this is a strong message. Moshe gets angry very, very frequently in the Chumash. So when he does, we know it's grave. We know it's also warranted. How dare you, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, divide the people, says Moshe. And it was only after Moshe is comfortable with Gad and Reuven's commitment that they would fight side by side with B'nai Yisrael, that they would join B'nai Yisrael in their struggles, that they would be together with B'nai Yisrael, hand in hand, as they march towards their common destiny. It was then and only then that Moshe was comfortable with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven settling apart from the rest of B'nai Yisrael. And this is really a message that should be with all Klal Yisrael throughout the world and with those Jews in Eretz Yisrael. We are all connected, and we must do everything we can in our power to make sure that we stay connected, even if miles and oceans separate us. Have an amazing day, everyone.